In the high desert, just north of Phoenix and hidden in the shadows of the Mugeyon Rim, lies the quaint little mountain town of Payson, Arizona. And if you head up Highway 260 out of Payson, you will eventually cross over Christopher's Creek, a beautiful, spring-fed creek coming off of the melting snowpack on the rim high above. There's nothing special or exceptionally unique about Christopher's Creek. I just thought you might like resting there for a moment, nestled in its bank, away from the rush, away from the hurry, meditating on the Word of God. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Proverbs chapter 4 is keeping your feet steady as you step along uneven paths, holding on to the steadfast love of God, even when the path you walk is slippery, treacherous, and filled with uneven stones. So to begin your meditation, settle into this place of quiet, away from the rush, away from the hurry. And as you do, listen now and join in this responsive prayer from the 23rd Psalm, and respond softly with, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters." Respond softly with, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Respond, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Respond, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. You prepare a battle before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over." Respond softly with, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And once again, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you." Spend a few moments now in complete silence, just resting in the peaceful presence of God. Encounter him here, there, and now. The breath of God is the life and the power of God. It sustains you. Your breath is the wind, the air, and the spirit of God. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life-giving gift God has given you in your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to softly close your eyes now and simply take note of your breathing, slow, steady breathing. Not gasping from your chest, but just slow, deep breaths from your stomach. Breathe in to a count of five if you're able, and out to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that peaceful rhythm, whispering silently as you breathe in and out, "Lord God, keep my eyes on you. My gaze upon you." Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing as you keep your gaze on him. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? Just scan your body from your toes to your head. Does anything feel out of balance? Wobbly? Be aware of everything that feels strong and everything that feels out of sorts. Your mind may wander as you scan, and that's fine. In fact, I encourage you to wander. But when you realize you've drifted a bit too far, try once again to return without effort to His presence. The wandering and returning is a healthy spiritual discipline for you to work on. Simply become aware and drift back to God, even in the midst of your wandering. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, from the New International Reader's Version. Above everything else, guard your heart. Everything you do flows from it. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How did it help you be more present and open to God? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Just rest here with your eyes on Him, feeling His hand guiding and guarding you. Listen once again to a wider reading, including several more verses from the New American Standard Bible. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious speech far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead. Let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to guide you, your eyes on Him as you walk. What do you see in His eyes? What does He see in yours? Let your mind drift through the imagery of His eyes. Thank you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context of verses from the Amplified, and listen to this passage as a prayer of guidance. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful, lying, misleading mouth, and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead toward the path of moral courage. Let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you toward the path of integrity. Consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet, and all your ways will be steadfast and sure. Do not turn to the right nor to the left where evil may lurk. Turn your foot from the path of evil. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to Christopher's Creek. Sitting on a cool stone in the shade of an aspen tree. Perhaps the sound of distant thunder as the afternoon rain clouds form overhead. Imagine for a moment walking up the banks of the creek, carefully placing each foot, feeling it wobbly beneath you, your arms outstretched for balance. Rest here imagining how far you can go without falling into the cold water. As you were present in your imagination at Christopher's Creek, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here, today. Is there uneven ground that you're walking on? A path far from sure-footed? What is shaky and uncertain on your journey of late? Slowly lift your eyes from your path into the face of God, taking the hand of Christ, being guided by the Holy Spirit on your walk today. Keep your eyes on them all now as you continue your walk. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of peace while you rest in the gaze of God. Let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, to keep your eyes on Him. And let me pray that you watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you, toward the path of integrity. Consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet, so that all your ways will be steadfast and sure. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Amen. today or in the days ahead, you will surely experience some moments of unease and wobbly walking. In those moments, pause and lift your eyes towards God, a mere sinner resting in the grace-filled gaze of God. And consider, too, how you can be a friend to someone struggling to walk up their own wobbly path beside a cold stream. Reach out to them. How might God use you to steady their walk today? So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or the sunset of your day, be aware of God's presence. Encounter Him at your own Christopher's Creek. Encounter Him there as you, a humble sinner on whom the Lord has turned His gaze.